Reach the eye.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Well, hello, it's time for your PDGA Radio News. Thanks for joining us again for this week's program for July 29th, 2010. We'll run down some early results from the PDGA Professional World Disc Golf Championships underway in Northwest Indiana. Also, we'll check in with some results from elsewhere on the PDGA Tour, get an update to those world rankings, and look ahead at your tournament calendar and cover the rest of this past week's disc golf news, including some new courses and one popular Minnesota course vandalized again for the second time in a month. News on that and the rest of your disc golf news ahead on your one-stop weekly source for disc golf, PDGA Radio. Now the eyes of the disc golf world are focused on Crown Point, Indiana, and the 2010 PDGA World Championships. They began in earnest at the impressive Lemon Lake Disc Golf Complex earlier this week, with more than 300 disc golfers from six countries, all welcomed by the four high-quality disc golf courses on the same property. And they're all trying to earn one of the eight world championships available for both the men and women across the wide range of age group divisions. You can, of course, follow all of the action with the leaderboards, pictures, live scoring, and video updates all week from PDGA.com. However, in the side events that were held earlier this week before the singles competition got underway, we had several other world titles all awarded. In the mixed doubles tournament Sunday, Dave Feldberg and Melody King earned their win, followed by the team of Paige Pierce and Devin Owens in the standings, who were four throws behind the leaders, but four ahead of Jay and Des Redding, who claimed third place. Last year's world doubles champion team of Eric McCabe and Liz Lopez tie for fourth place, with the team from Japan consisting of Mayu Kanaka and Manabu Kajiyama. In the mini-golf portion of Monday's side events, you'll find Steve Rico claiming the title by one throw over Nico LaCastro, with Kirk McAllister in third. Melody King won the women's mini-golf, and Bob Perry edges Greg Hosfeld by three for the seniors. Getting back to the normal-size discs now for the Edge Skill Shot Challenge. It's Nico LaCastro taking that title over Taylor Sears. Scott Reef, Nate Sexton, and Terry Miller round out the top five for the men. Sarah Stanhope wins for the women, and David Greenwell wins over Jim Myers and Derek Robbins in the senior division there for Edge Skillshot. Putting was won by Josh Anthon in the finals ahead of Jay Redding, Terry Miller, Nate Doss, and Chris Herron. And finally, for the long drive contest, it was Will Schustrick getting the world title with a long throw of 534 feet, a full 18 inches further than Avery Jenkins and Paul McBeth, who tie for second place. The women's division goes to the youngster Paige Pierce, who has a big throw of just over 403 feet. Jennifer Allen takes second place at 397. In the Masters division, it was Patrick Brown winning at 450. That's 3 feet further than Glenn Patterson. Grandmasters goes to Jim No-Spin Myers at 427 feet. Michael Burton wins Grandmasters at 327. Jerry Robbins takes the Legends with a 258-foot throw. And Don Dillon wins the Senior Legends with his long drive world title going home with him. The PDGA also released their latest update to their world rankings last week with no changes to the top spots as we announced them here. Dave Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins retained their world number one status through this week's World Championships, where the results from which will greatly impact the next calculation. Also, though, for the men, Nico LaCastro has moved into the second position, flipping spots with Josh Anthon, who's now third. They're followed by Marcus Kallstrom and Nate Doss. For the women, Sarah Stanhope has climbed into the second spot behind Valerie, with Birgitta Lagerholm in third. Des Redding has slipped into the fourth spot with Carrie Berlegar, number five. A reminder that these world rankings are calculated using each player's PDGA rating along with their finishing positions in respect to each other at the larger tournaments each year, such as the Japan Open, Scandinavian Open, Pro Worlds, and the U.S. Championships. The list also only includes current PDGA members with a rating of at least 1,000 for men and 900 for women. This update, there are 141 men eligible and listed on the official list available from PDGA.com, along with 49 women.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments, the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
We'll now be heading back in time to the lovely weekend of July 24th and 25th to hear some results from PDGA sanctioned events taking place over those days. They did not include any A-tier or higher events, with the Pro Worlds just around the corner, but still numerous B and C tiers taking place. We'll start in Illinois with the 28th annual Illinois State Disc Golf Championships, with Adam Olson of Iowa taking their title by 6 over Brian Marcotte. For the amateurs, Ray Hill wins in advanced and Jason Riley takes intermediate. Connecticut held the Greater Hartford Open disc golf style, with Jeff Cahill edging out Craig Cutler by 1. Several events throughout the great state of Michigan, with Mike Henry, Kevin Tomasidis, and Zach Vaughn getting wins. Dutch Napier takes a win in Kentucky. Anthony DeMann win in Live Oak, Texas. Mike Kane got a win in Washington. Patrick Lean wins in Colorado. Tanner Duncan in Iowa. Jason Smith, the victory in Indiana. Kim Scott Wood wins in Ontario. That's in Canada. And in C-tiers, we'll find Scott Bertard and Travis Blaze getting wins in Wisconsin. Blair Bowes wins in Tennessee. Brian Schwebiger in North Carolina. And Bobby Villarreal wins in Kansas City at the LS Discs Open. Full results of those events and the others, including from the past weeks, can be found, again, from the official PDGA Tour calendar there on PDGA.com. And with the Pro Worlds going on this week and into this weekend, it's no surprise the PDGA calendar is a little bit lighter than usual for this upcoming weekend of July 31st and August 1st. You will find amateur-only events taking place in Delaware for their amateur state championships, also Durham, North Carolina. It's the 2010 Bull City Shootout. Tyler, Texas has the Tyler 54. B-tiers in Holly, Michigan on Saturday, or Freeland, Michigan on Sunday. Otherwise, Rockford, Illinois and Bainbridge, Ohio, both with B-tiers scheduled this weekend. Likely hope to catch some pros on their way back from the World Championships as they're heading home. Gillette, Wyoming and Tucson, Arizona, also with B-tiers there on the PDGA schedule. It will also show that you have C-tiers in Iowa both Saturday and Sunday. Virginia, West Virginia, Alaska, Minnesota, New Mexico, Washington, and British Columbia. That's also in Canada. Other internationally sanctioned events in Finland, Sweden, Germany, Norway, and Hungary.
Are you a PDGA member? Do you know what that is? Being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today.
For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back to your PDGA Radio News edition for July 29th, 2010, where we are into the portion of each week's program that we take a look around and find out what's happening in this ever-expanding disc golf galaxy. First, in California, where Chico Park officials have agreed on a new location for Bidwell Park's disc golf course. After months of debate, the short course may soon be relocated from its current location in Upper Bidwell Park to a spot near the Lindo Channel in the Hooker Oak Recreation Area. That decision by the Bidwell Park and Playground Commission comes after debate amongst community leaders, disc golf supporters, and disc golf opponents, and after considering nearly a half dozen potential other sites. Lisa Smith-Peters, a management analyst for the Parks Department, said the newly approved area is already a recreational use area with bathrooms, plenty of parking, and a children's disc golf area already on the site. She also says the area will support up to 12 disc golf baskets, all depending on what the city council votes for in their final approval process, which is still to come. The money to build the course would come from Outside Recreation Advocacy Incorporated, which is a nonprofit support group. Next, we're updating our story we had last week out of Montana, where after a debate there, the Billings City Council has now decided disc golf will remain an attraction at Pioneer Park. It was standing room only at their recent meeting, where council members listened to almost 2 hours of public testimony, mostly from residents in favor of disc golf. There were only a few opponents who spoke out, saying they wanted disc golf removed because it was damaging the park and increases crime in the area. But after a lengthy discussion, the council voted 6-3 in favor of the Pioneer Park Master Plan that includes disc golf. That just weeks after removing that disc golf portion and course from the plan and the park. The current course is expected, though, to be shortened in a bit of a compromise from 12 holes to 9 and also closed for portions of the year in hopes of additional disc golf sites being developed elsewhere in the city. And finally this week, some disturbing news out of the St. Paul area of Minnesota, where it appears not everyone has embraced a new pay-to-play policy being imposed on disc golfers at the popular Kapoja Park in South St. Paul, a course used for the Minnesota Majestic National Tour event. For the second time in less than a month, vandals have expressed their opposition to that pay-to-play policy, most recently in the form of profanity-laced messages spray-painted on a trailer where the fees are collected. Sometime this past week, between Tuesday night and daylight Wednesday, someone painted the words, "I pay taxes, why pay for the course?" That on the back of the trailer, which is owned by Fairway Flyers. That's the city-approved vendor who is responsible for collecting the fees at the course. The words "free," along with other expletives, were also spray-painted on the front door and windows of the portable pro shop trailer. You may also remember that during the Minnesota Majestic in June, that someone broke into the Fairway Flyers trailer and stole the cash register along with hats, golf discs, and other items. Company spokesman said he believes the culprits are protesting the fees that the South St. Paul Parks and Recreation Department began collecting in late May of this year. They're $5 a day or $30 for a season pass. It's to be used to help generate revenue to maintain the popular but heavily worn 24-hole course that had offered free play since it opened back in 1987. They say 1 in 5 people have complained so far about the fees at the course, so they know opposition is there, but spokesman says the pain is that the aggression is toward Fairway Flyers and they should be talking to the city. South St. Paul Parks and Recreation Manager Chris Esser is calling the actions a cowardly way to protest and invited those upset with the fees to bring their concerns to the city council. Money collected so far has been used to do some mowing, wood chips, trimming, new benches, and some trails, but even the benches have been vandalized. Anyone with information on these cases are asked to contact the South St. Paul Police Department or the Fairway Flyers Pro Shop. They're offering a reward for your information if it leads to an arrest and conviction. That will wrap things up for this edition of PDGA Radio News. It was for July 29th, 2010. I'm Steve Kaczynski, hoping you'll join me again next week. We'll have results and reaction from the Pro Worlds and the rest of your disc golf news. Until then, may your travels be safe and your discs land in the fairway and stay there.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening to PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.